What's a daily inconvenience that you think science or inventors or whatever should have been able to fix by now, but maybe they don't want to? Or maybe there have been attempts to make it better, but it's still insufficient. Like someone writes in and says, itchiness. Why are we still itching? You can do quite a bit to take that away.
Yeah.
But if you get a good outbreak, it's not gone for long. Self-cleaning toilets. What about this idea? Elevators need an option to press the button a second time to cancel the floor.
Oh, that would be great when you accidentally hit it.
Yes.
You can mess with people in the elevator so bad, though, because then if you got in and hit your floor, I could just click cancel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They also suggested that the open and close buttons should be color-coded red and green.
That would help me a lot.
That would
be the split second it takes for my brain to process the symbols. It looks like I'm not trying, and I look like a jerk to other people.
I feel heard. I'm so happy really? That somebody said that. Yeah. I talked about that a while ago on the show. I remember posting a picture of the elevator, the door open and door close buttons, and saying, I can't be the only one that has problems deciphering which is which, right? I cannot do it quickly.
No, it's hard to do quickly. It's kind of like when you get an incoming phone call when you're already on the phone, and it gives you like the trio of like, hang up and hold, or don't hold and hang up. And you go, wait, which one is it? And you have to think about it for a while, and then it goes to voicemail anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, somebody said that you can get one of those tile things for your keys. And
does it beep?
You can choose the ringtone for it.
Mm.
And you can also, if you find your keys but can't find your phone, it works the opposite direction.
Y'all want to know, what I did with my keys? I used to rent my house out on Airbnb. I'm taking a little break right now. And I have a spot where I hide a key that I tell my guests about in case they get locked out, because I've got the automatic lock on the door that you can type a little number in.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people will lock the bottom lock, which is to the doorknob. And I'm like, you don't really need to do that. But if you do, there's always a key outside. This is where you can find it when guests are there. Well, then in case they take that, leave it inside, I have another key hidden outside. But then I forgot where I hid that key
one day
when I locked myself out. And I always take the main one back in after guests leave. But the other one, I just forgot was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I got a second key out here somewhere. And then my neighbors saw me trying to climb in my window. And they're like, what are you doing? Yeah. And I'm like propped up on a plant box praying to God I accidentally let this window unlocked, which I did. And I'm like, don't mind me. I'm just breaking into my own house. And then they were like, why don't we keep a key outside for you? And I was like, that's a great idea.
A good idea.
And then I forgot that they did that. And I had a guest that came in and I was like, oh, crap, they locked themselves out. I still don't know where that extra key is. I couldn't ever find it. And so I was like, I'll just drive back real quick, give them my keys. And I had so many keys on my keys that I couldn't figure. I was like, there's three doors to my house. There's four, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They all have keys. I'm just going to give you this whole thing. And then when I was propagating some plants this week, I pulled out a big old plant and a key came falling out of the roots.
The roots.
I took a key and I said, I'm going to put it right here. And I put it right down into the plant. And then I put the name of the plant, the little stick that comes with it right there. And that was my way of thinking of the 30 porch plants. I'll remember I put this spare key in this one. I didn't.
As you were describing this, it struck me that I put a key in the garage in case I lock myself in the garage.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't remember where I put it.
Wait, how do you lock yourself in a garage?
I'll lock the door from the inside when I'm going out, like if I'm leaving to work, so that it'll be locked for everyone else that's still asleep.
Uh-huh.
And then if I remember I need to go in, or if everyone happens to leave the house through the front door and then just get in the car and then put the garage door down, when I got home, I don't have a key. I don't have a key to that lock on all of my car keys.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah,
I've had that happen a couple of times.
I did that. I got locked in my garage. I didn't have an external door. My old house here, it had the big door, but no other doors other than the entry door into the house. And the spring had broken on the door. I literally physically could not lift the door. And so I went out to get something from the car, and the interior door was locked, and I didn't know it. And I pulled the door shut and went back, and I go, and I was literally trapped in my garage. I had to kick the door in.
You're like a Sims character.
On one hand, it felt awesome because I put one hand on one car hood and the other hand on another car hood, and I just wham and just kicked the door in, and it felt awesome. I felt like a cop. But then I had to repair the entire door frame.
Yeah, that sucks.
That was less fun.
I felt like a jerk.
That was awful. So
Maitland, in the last segment, you mentioned you have car scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And people started, a couple people sent in notes of what they keep in the car for emergencies. And that's a whole different topic that could be fun. For example, this text: my fiance keeps an emergency fork in her car in case she has to eat pasta while she drives.
Okay, in case
I'm down with that. I got made fun of for my various cleanliness napkins that I kept in the car for when we were eating fast food. But also, I left no mess, no fuss.
Or your fast food trench coat, I think we called it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep a tactical knife in my truck, and it ended up there because we were doing
like ads, a tactical knife, like a stabbing knife,
like for like cops and military people would have, like one of those fold out tactical knives. And we got them from, we were doing ads for a tactical apparel company.
Oh yeah, gun pants.
Yeah.
I love my gun pants still.
Yeah. And so we
they
got
were not
that
called gun pants, but they were made for people who carry guns. And they were water resistant and fantastic.
Yeah, and the account executive's name was Gunpants.
Yeah, we called him Gunpants. Matt Gunpants. And I ended up leaving it in there because I found it's just really convenient. There are those moments where you go, God, it's Maitland's emergency scissors, except mine is that. And I refuse to ever take it out of the car. Anytime I take it out and I go to use it for something else, I go, put it back.
Because you're going
to
need it.
Because I'll lose it.
Kelly, what do you keep in your car? Anything?
I've got like a brush and hats and things like that. I always have a lighter in my car just in case kind of thing. I don't think I have any sort of like plan B scissors or serial killer knives or anything like that. I have a shovel.
I have a shovel,
but that's for wintertime here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It sounds serial killer to me. You could certainly bury bodies with that.
You can. And it's like a five-way shovel. So
Kelly, say it takes one to know one.
What's a five-way shovel?
It's a shovel that goes five ways. I don't know. It's really...
Oh, is it one of those where it bends so you can use it like a pick?
Yeah, okay. You can do all kinds of stuff
like
with it.
Like a camping shovel.
Yeah, so that way if you're stuck in snow or, yes, camping and need it for any reason, it's great for gardening, but it's always, always in my car.
It can't commit to an identity.
Let's imagine...
the five-in-one shovel.
As for a moment, imagine what's in Tommy's car. Do you think Tommy's car is clean or is it lots of stuff?
I feel like Tommy's car is... It's like... the inside of a hamster cage. Like, he literally has like little hamster wheels and stuff.
That
and
could be. I bet there's
gerbils in there.
I bet you there's a lot of tchotchkes.
I feel it's not dirty. It's really cluttered.
Yeah.
There's stuff. Do you have like a SUV or like a regular car?
Yeah, I have a Honda CRV.
Okay. Then all your tchotchkes, instead of on the back window, they're on your dashboard.
Yeah.
You do have dashboard tchotchkes, right? At least one?
Yeah, I have a Beanie Baby on the left-hand side.
Okay, all right.
I've got a duck hanging from my mirror, and then I've got a giraffe hanging from said duck on his feet. And then I got a little keychain hanging from that.
In my mind, you have a quart of emergency glitter in the trunk in case you go to a rave.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do, and I also have that in case I get stuck on the side of the road. I need to let people know where
I am.
You
need to make a greeting card.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. You're reflective.
Yeah. But otherwise, I have a bunch of useless things in my car, but my car is very clean because I just throw everything else in the trunk, so the seating areas are great. Mm-hmm. Just don't look in the trunk. I do have an emergency chair.
You never know when you're going to get stuck and have to get out and sit instead of sitting in your car. That's a great
exactly.
choice.
Exactly. Thank you, free beer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right? Do you have any extra steering wheels in case you want to pretend you're driving?
How did you know that? Yeah, I used to have one of those brake pedals for like the driver's training ones so that the passenger could stop too.
So they could play.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Maitland, what do you have in your car besides scissors?
I've got an organizer for all of my tote bags.
You have an organizer for tote bags?
I have so many of those big TJ Maxx bags. And because when I go grocery shopping, they're reusable bags. But I
thought you kept all your duffels in there.
No, but somebody gave me like some organizer. I think it's for shoes, but I use it for all my bags.
Okay.
So I got a big old bag of bags. I got a bag of coins.
Okay.
A bag of quarters for Aldi.
Can you just have one? Don't they give it back?
No, I keep a little bag of them because the listener gave them to me because I complained on air one time.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Not having a coin for Aldi. So, yeah, I keep a bag of coins. I don't know. I have a little pouch that has all of my air freshener and air freshener accessories in there. I got one of those ones from Bath & Body Works. It doesn't really work very well, but it clips to your visor. Yeah, nothing.
That makes sense.
Outside of the ordinary other than my scissors.
This one, I keep tweezers. The natural lighting in the car while I wait for kids in the school pickup line is the most amazing time ever to tweeze eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
This text, I keep a spoon for ice cream because the plastic ones they give you always break.
Mm. Wow.
We like to eat in our cars. That's an American thing. This text, an inconvenience that we still deal with. Dogs and cats take pills that repel ticks and bugs and fleas. Why are we and why are we still stuck with smelly sprays to get rid of mosquitoes and such?
You can take those.
Yeah, I think that the reason that dogs and cats can take those is because we care a little less about their lives.
Well, they can't get them off themselves usually either.
That's another factor.
It's true, but it's tough to get them off the top of our head. I mean, you know, Kelly, when you live alone and you have like one of those things and you go, what is that? How am I going to see this? I don't have a partner right now.
So your biggest concern about being single is not dying alone, but it's head ticks?
Yeah, it's in case I have something that needs to be looked at.
Okay. Or a zipper on the back of a dress that I can't get up all the way.
That is true.
You know how many times I got to show up now places with a jacket on just so I can't show my back until I can look at Maitland and be like, hey, zip me up, girl. Yeah. I ain't had nobody at home.
Yeah.
Honestly,
so you can't. Yeah.
I can take my abortion hanger, I guess, and use it in the back. Like,
yeah, it's got multiple uses. We don't use a lot of wire anymore, but every now and then they come in handy for that.
What am I trying to do? Wire a baby?
You can unwind those too and get things that fall behind like the dryer and whatnot. Ooh. Yeah, like the little hook. Yeah,